Well, we divided up the mission basically into five major areas. One is keeping dangerous people out of the country. One is keeping dangerous things out of the country. One is protecting and hardening our infrastructure. One is making sure we have a response capability. And finally, of course, completing the process of integrating the department. I think we largely achieved what we set out to achieve in those areas, recognizing that this is a dynamic process. And as threats change, our responses have to change. We certainly dramatically altered the level of protection at the border, both at the ports of entry and between the ports of entry. And we have a much, much more robust system of screening for people who come to our airports in terms of documents, in terms of biometrics like fingerprints, in terms of information that we are able to collect that enables us to identify people who are dangerous. Likewise, we went from a situation where we did essentially no screening for radiation to a system where all cargo virtually that comes into the country is screened for possible radiation. We did a lot to strengthen our security at our infrastructure, our chemical plants, our airports. And of course, we really re-engineered FEMA in the wake of Katrina so that in the last year, FEMA performed very, very competently in a whole series of natural disasters. But we still have some challenges left.
Let me start with the last of those, the last of the things you mentioned, and that was the integration of the department. You started with a relook of the department from top to bottom. You did an internal evaluation with your deputy. You did an external evaluation. Brought a number of steps to light, for example, having an operations center that connected all the various operations centers, an intelligence center that connected all the various intelligence centers. And yet, when you left, you still had as a top priority trying to integrate the department. I wonder if pulling together these various agencies didn't turn out to be a lot harder than anyone thought, and perhaps even than you thought when you took over.
Well, I actually think that we have really largely completed the job in terms of the internal processes. We went from a system where we had a lot of separate components that did most of their acquisition separately and their intelligence separately and their other kinds of basic functions separately to a system where we integrated most of those functions well. We also put together a J3, J5 joint planning and operational capability, which was able to marshal all of the elements of the department to plan and execute in an integrated way. The one remaining task is to get everybody physically housed in one place. And I'm happy to say that as part of the stimulus package, the new administration did put a significant amount of money into the process of acquiring a campus at St. Elizabeth's. And I think that's the last piece that needs to be in place in order to get the process completed.
Well, let's talk about some of the other priorities you had, and let's start with the business of keeping dangerous people out. Lots of definitions of dangerous people. Is it just illegal immigrants? Is it illegal immigrants from other than Mexico? Is it people on a terrorist watch list? What were you most concerned with when you talk about keeping bad people out of the country?
Well, the highest priority, of course, is terrorists, and then after that are criminals. But we also have a general obligation to control our borders, and that means anybody who comes in illegally, because even though most illegal immigrants are not here to do any particular harm to the country, there are within that group people who are dangerous. So a big element of this was, of course, taking a system at the airports that was 20th century and moving it into the 21st century with secure documentation requirements, requiring for the first time secure documents to cross a land border, collecting fingerprints from non-Americans so we can check them against databases, getting information about travelers so we know who is connected to people who are dangerous. And all of this was put into place by the time I left. What remains to be done? We still need to complete the job, which we began, of screening people who come in through private aircraft and private vessels by getting more advanced information about them and doing some of the screening overseas. And I think that's a work that's in progress, but it's not done yet.
Screening people into the airport, by the way, you have to do all those things and make sure that we don't delay them any longer in the line, because it's pretty important to our economy that we keep them flowing into the U.S.
Well, that's right. And a lot of what we're working on, of course, is, first of all, new technology that allows us to be more efficient, but also streamlining the system, pruning the watch list, which we have done from time to time, and making sure that we are have an architecture in place that allows people to move quickly through the airport. And we're doing that, for example, with express lanes for experienced travelers and other kinds of elements in what we call the checkpoint of the future.
Now, there was some tension before you arrived in office and perhaps afterwards with some of the other countries, because one way to speed that flow into our airports is to take care of some of that checking overseas. Not everybody wanted to cooperate in that. Where are we now? How did we resolve the differences, for example, with the European Union over this?
Well, we actually resolved a lot of that. Now, we did reach an agreement in which, we are now capable of collecting information from the airlines that does speed the process and make it more accurate. We did push out our advanced process for collecting passenger passport information, which allows us to get that passport information before people depart. And, we had to work through some challenges with the airlines and the our partners overseas, but it all got agreed and settled by the time I left.